You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, hello and welcome back to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me. And last episode, I shared with you about generations. I want to continue on the next few episodes talking about the importance of this and some very vital truths for us and some things we need to understand regarding generations. I would encourage you to go back because I'm not going to really review, but go back and listen to the last one. I think it was about 11 minutes, and that will bring you up to speed as we continue to talk about generations. Now I'm going to go right to the book of Judges in the Old Testament, chapter 2, verse 6 through 12. So I got a little passage to read here. Hang on there with me. It says, after Joshua sent the people away, each of the tribes left to take possession of the land allotted to them. And the Israelites, let me back up on that. This is Joshua crossing over into the entrance door into the promised land with the children of Israel. They had been in the wilderness for 40 years, and they are now, the tribes of Israel are taking possession of the land that's been allotted to them. What a day. What a day. Now, prior to this, and you can read earlier in the book of Judges, they were a mess. They were a mess. And God had been so good to them, so patient to them, so faithful to them. And they were kind of a mess. And long story short, they're called to repentance. They do repent and make offerings to the Lord and recommit. And I think that's vital as they enter in to this new promised land. Let's pick up in verse 7. And the Israelites served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and the leaders who outlived him, those who had seen all the great things the Lord had done for Israel. Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. They buried him in the land he had been allocated in Timnath-Serah in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gaash. After that generation died, another generation grew up who did not acknowledge the Lord or remember the mighty things he had done for Israel. The Israelites did evil in the Lord's sight and served the images of Baal. They abandoned the Lord. Now we go just two verses later and it says, and they could no longer withstand their enemies. Now get this. They abandoned the Lord. And once they abandoned the Lord, they did not have the power, the guts, or anything else to stand up against their enemies. Previously in Joshua chapter 1, because God was with them and they were with God, it says that no enemy could stand before them. And now we've got the polar opposite. Now they can't stand before their enemies. So here's what happens. One generation lives for God, lives his word, worships him, serves him, and understands his truth, which endures to all generations. One generation lives it, but if they don't properly pass that on, that next generation will only remember it. And then in that generation, if someone is not revived concerning the truth of God and dedication to God, then that next generation will reject it. I want to say all that again. One generation lives it. And if it's not properly passed on, the next generation will only remember it. And if someone is not revived concerning that truth, the next generation will reject it. So we go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 20 through 24. It says, when your son asks you in time to come, saying, what is the meaning of the testimonies, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord our God commanded you? So they're wanting understanding regarding God's word. Then you shall say to your son, we were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and the Lord showed signs and wonders before our eyes, great and severe, against Egypt, Pharaoh, and his household. Then he brought us out from there that he might bring us in to give us the land of which he swore to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to observe all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. So God's power and God's works, he said, you know, don't forget to tell them about, you know, God showed his signs and wonders and his mighty hand. He did these things for us. God's power and works give meaning and validity to his commands and truths. So hear it again. It's not just the truths and precepts, principles, and promises of God's word that are going to move us to full advantage. It is also, and I emphasize also, it's knowing of God's power and his works, what he has done, his signs, his wonders, his mighty hand. That gives meaning, that gives credibility and validity to his commands and his truths. So each generation must hear and know God's commands without a doubt. Each generation, every generation, you need to hear and know God's commands. But there's a second part that we're seeing here. If we're going to stay generationally strong in our faith and commitment to God, not only must we hear and know and live God's commands, but each generation must also know of his might and his power. So we have to know his word, but we also need to know his works. We need to know his will and what he wants for us, but we also need to know of his great power and ability. Otherwise, we end up being a people that know his commands, but not his power. And that's dangerous. That's perilous, because then we end up powerless. And Matthew 22, verse 29, Jesus spoke to this, and he replied, and he said, "You are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God." So we end up in error. Other translations say, "You are mistaken." So if you're mistaken, you're off track, you're off point. You are in error, you are mistaken because, why? Because you don't know the scriptures or the power of God, the combination of God's word and God's work. So faith comes by hearing the word of God, but faith also comes by hearing of God's powerful works, even in the lives of others. The stories, the testimonies of others help to frame and energize my faith early in my faith walk, and they continue to this day to energize me. I remember being in a setting where a missionary from somewhere in Africa, and I'm a young man, I'm probably 19 at this point, I'm traveling with a Christian music group, and this missionary is sharing a devotion with our group one morning, and he talked about running from cannibals, where he was at, ministering to people as a missionary, and sees a Jeep and hops in the Jeep, and it cranks up and he drives away, fearing for his life. The Jeep sputters to a stop. You know, miles and miles later, he is long in the clear now and safe from the, you know, the savages. And just as he runs out of gas, some people come out of a little cabin hut type of building and said, "Thank you for bringing our Jeep back." And he said, "Well, it ran out of gas right here. And here's why I used it, because I was being chased. I was literally running for my life. And I said, 'God, please help me.' And the Jeep was there and I got it and drove away. And now it runs out of gas right in front of you." And they said, "Yes, thank you. You brought our Jeep back. And God did help you, because guess what? That Jeep did not have a battery or an alternator in it." And see, you know, to see the mighty hand of God do things like that. I wasn't there for that, but this was credible. I saw the eyes of this man share the story, and to hear of God doing some things, it's like, wait a minute, how could that even be? And in the moment, I mean, you sense and know in your heart the great stories and testimonies of the great works that God has done. You know, and when we hear these, you know, it helps us to have faith that God will help us. When you hear stories of healing and protection and mercy and provision and on and on and on, that gives you the faith that you need. You know what? I believe God will do that for us. So let me give you a responsibility. Not only are we to be well-versed in God's word, we need to also have be well-versed in the mighty works of God. You need to read about God's mighty works. You need to hear from other people what God has done for them, their testimonies, their stories of God's incredibleness in their life. And it's a vital, vital thing. You know, years ago, churches used to have testimony time and people would pop up and share a testimony of what God had done in their life. You know what? That might not be a bad idea to do on occasion. Well, Psalm 78, verse 4 through 7, it says, "We will not hide these truths from our children." So that's his word. "And we will tell the next generation about his glorious deeds." That's his works. "About his power and his mighty wonders. For he issued his laws," that's his word, "to Jacob. He gave his instructions," his word, "to Israel. He commanded our ancestors to teach them to their children so the next generation might know them, even the children not yet born. And they in turn will teach their own children. So each generation should set its hope anew on God, not forgetting his glorious miracles," that's his works, "and not forgetting to obey his commands," that's his word. Psalm 145 verse 4 says, "One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts." We've got to pass it on from generation to generation because God's mercy, God's goodness, and God's truth endures to all generations. Also, his faithfulness, his ability, and his power, his mighty works endures to all generations. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. If he said it, he still says it. If he did it, he can still do it. God is a faithful God to all generations. Well, I pray that this encourages you and just reminds you to make sure that you have in your life, in the front of your heart, the front of your mind, not only his word, but also his mighty works. And what a faithful God, what a mighty God we serve. Hey, thank you for joining me again. Hope you'll join me the next time. And until then, God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.